Thousands of people are streaming away from the Texas Gulf Coast. As Hurricane Rita approaches, evacuations are underway from Corpus Christi north to Port Arthur. Galveston County began emptying out yesterday, and today Houston officials ordered people out of low-lying areas. Officials told people to prepare for flooding as far as 35 miles inland. Governor Rick Perry has already declared the state a disaster area. In West Columbia, Texas, southwest of Houston, 84 residents at the Sweetbriar Development Center for the Mentally Retarded were boarding buses. Carolyn Milton is Sweetbriar's director and oversees some of its affiliated homes in the area. She says the trickiest part is simply logistics.
We have quite a few residents who are medically fragile, and we've been doing things like making arrangements, say, for one to have dialysis in the town where they're evacuating, for people who eat through tube feeding to have the equipment that's needed. We have to arrange for nurses to go with us on these things, make sure the food's the right temperature. There are folks that, because of their medical condition, can't go too long without eating. And we've even had to arrange for hotel rooms at the halfway point, like maybe just a couple, where we can stop the buses, get the ones out who have to have special medical or eating services, and get them taken care of, and then go on with the rest of the journey.
About 45 miles south of Galveston is Freeport, Texas, a town of about 14,000 people. We reached the mayor, Jim Phillips, as buses were about to load residents and carry them inland. The mayor says officials will go door to door tonight, urging people to leave.
My worst case scenario, that people will not heed our warning. We haven't had a major hurricane down in the city of Freeport in 44 years, so I'm afraid people will not react as they should. And too many people are going to think that it'll go away and they're going to try to ride it out. That's what really scares me.
North of Freeport, on Business Route 288, an evacuation corridor, Elaine Brose runs KC All Seasons, a gas station. She sold all her gas, she's taped up the windows, and she'll close up and leave once all the diesel's gone. Brose says a steady stream of customers have been buying what they consider necessities as the storm threatens.
Cigarettes, we sold lots of cartons of cigarettes. I almost sold out 12 packs. I've sold out of water. Lottery. They can't leave that lottery alone.
Few, however, were gambling with their lives. Along another evacuation route in Lake City, Texas, Leslie Goins works as a waitress at Kelly's Country Cookin' Restaurant. She says there's a robust exodus. People aren't taking any chances.
After Katrina, they're not going to waste any time sitting it out, and most of them are just grabbing what they can and leaving. And the traffic's pretty heavy on the main street right now, bumper to bumper.
Leslie Goins says that when her shift ends, she'll pack up her pictures and mementos, and like tens of thousands of others, she too will head inland.